me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Happy summer, everyone. Today's story started on a summer day in Baltimore, Maryland in 1982. The sun was beating down. It was a hot, hot day. And a tall, thin, 22-year-old young man named Cal Ripken Jr. was nervous. He was standing at third base for the Baltimore Orioles. That's a baseball team for those that might not know. He wasn't a starter yet. He was actually just a kid who was filling in. Cal knew that he wasn't terrific at baseball yet, but he had something in mind. Consistency. He grounded out that day. Not a great highlight reel moment. But Cal did something unusual. When the game was over, he stayed to practice the same drills that he had done since he was a young boy, because his father taught him that consistency is the iron that sharpens talent. And so he practiced and practiced and practiced that afternoon. The next day, Cal played again and he grounded out again. He even heard people whispering, "I guess this guy is not cut out for the big leagues. He's not playing so well. He keeps getting out." But Cal didn't give up. He kept showing up. He kept swinging. He kept grounding out. And then, finally, he hit a single and made it to first base. Some might think that's a small victory, but it was a victory for Cal. Consistency. He was building something one day at a time, never giving up and never stopping practice. Days turned into weeks and weeks turned into months. Was Cal a superstar? Nope, he wasn't. But he was reliable. He showed up every day. He actually fielded flawlessly. He really played that field so well, he would throw the ball like a laser beam across the baseball diamonds. Slowly, slowly, but steadily, his batting average climbed and improved. And those whispers that he used to hear, "Maybe he's not really cut out for the big leagues," started to fade, and instead, there was a quiet respect that people had for Cal. Then came May 30th, 1982. Cal was the starting shortstop. He grounded out to first, but something had changed. The manager of the Orioles walked toward him, not with disappointment, but with a hand on his shoulder. And the manager said, "Iron Man, you're not going anywhere." And that day marked the beginning of what we call an epic streak. Something that just keeps happening again and again and not breaking. Cal Ripken Jr. would not miss a game for the next 16 years. Every achy muscle, every nagging injury, nothing could get in the way. Nothing could break his commitment. It wasn't just about the streak. It was about the message. The message of showing up day in and day out. The message of consistency being his guide. Cal's streak transcended baseball. His streak has become a symbol of perseverance, of day after day putting in the practice, putting in the work. And Cal Ripken reminded and continues to remind kids and adults all over the world to stop dreaming of home runs and to start dreaming of just being there every day for the long haul. When Cal Ripken retired, he was fond of saying, it wasn't about the streak. It was about the challenge of being my best self every single day. So he didn't hit a home run every game, but Cal Ripken Jr. hit something far more valuable every day, and that was a home run for consistency. This week's Parsha, Parshat Pinchas, ends with the description of the Karbanot, and we learn about the Karban Tamid. The nation, B'nai Israel, was commanded to offer, to bring in the Beit HaMikdash, two lambs every single day, one in the morning and one in the afternoon as a Karban Ola. And that was in addition to any other Karbanot that might be brought on a particular day for Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh or Pesach or Yom Kippur or any other occasion. And the Kohen would bring the animal as an offering on behalf of all of Am Yisrael. And it had to be at the exact same time every day, in the morning and in the afternoon. In life, sometimes we can be excited when we do something for the first time or the second time. Like, for example, maybe the first time we get our Siddur in first grade on the first and second and third day that we use it. It is super exciting. Something that we learn from the Karban HaTamid is the importance of continuing to do things day after day after day, even after the initial excitement wears off. There's a fascinating conversation in the Mishnah about which pasuk is the most important pasuk in the whole entire Torah. Well, obviously, every pasuk in the Torah is the most important pasuk in the whole entire Torah. But the rabbis were saying that it seems that there are certain pasukim in the Torah that have some idea in them that teach us how to live our lives. So which one is it? Is it the Ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha? Love your neighbor as yourself? Is it Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? Rav Shimon ben Pazi suggests that a pasuk in the Torah that encompasses, that includes everything that we are striving to do is from this week's Parsha, Parshat Pinchas, that we have just been talking about, the Karban Tamid. The message is very clear. Ben Paz is teaching us that the way to transform our lives is through Tamid, Tamidiyut, continual daily commitment. Of course Shema Yisrael is so important. Of course Ve'ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha is so important. And the way to make those ideals and the ideals of all the psukim and all the mitzvot in the Torah part of our regular living is to be involved in them with constant commitment, with consistency, day in and day out. Because when we repeat actions day after day, they become habits, and habits become part of who we are, part of our character. And the Karban HaTamid and Cal Ripken teach us the importance of consistency of the way we act day in and day out. It's the summer now. Let's remember during these months to keep up with our davening day in and day out, to keep up with our benching day in and day out, and of course, to keep up with many acts of kindness around our home, in camp, wherever we may be. And may our efforts to do so serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat Shalom!